Delighted to be joined now by Chris Swinton. Chris is the UK and world's only blind bike sport photographer. This is quite a recent thing, Chris. I believe it started after your sight loss in 2015?
That's correct, yeah. To early 2015, I was registered blind. Though photography wouldn't have been at the top of most people's lists, I thought, why not? It's something that I'm not supposed to be able to do. So let's see if I can. Really spiraled from there.
You had a bit of an epiphany, though, in the Manchester Royal Eye Hospital.
I like to tell people that I was sat looking out the window, but really, I couldn't see anything. It makes it for a better story, though, I feel. And it was literally, I just thought, you know what? I shouldn't be able to do that. So I'm going to go and buy a camera and see what happens.
Talk about your sight loss. What was your eye condition?
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 1986, I think it was, okay. When I was 16 or so. And unbeknownst to me, something called diabetic retinopathy was happening in the background. And it wasn't until the condition had got so bad that I was even informed that I had it. It's one of those conditions that will just continually get worse. So at the moment, I'm completely blind in my right eye, and I'm about 25%, so to speak, they say, in my left eye. The vision hasn't decreased for about 3 years now, so everything's crossed that it's going to stay as it is at the moment.
Take us back to the day that you first bought that camera. Having had full vision, what do you see now when you're taking a photograph?
More or less nothing. It's all based on hearing. Once the camera's up to my face, I can't really see anything, even through the most powerful zoom lens that I've got. I don't really see anything. Maybe a little bit of blur of colour. But as I say, it's based more or less on what I can feel through my feet if I'm close enough to the circuit, which is great on the roads, not so good at Alton Park and places like that where you're a good distance away from the track.
You were saying you rely on a lot of the noise. There can't be a better sport than the noisy bikes going by. They make a tremendous noise.
They do at the moment. I'm very worried that the electric bikes might take off because I'm really going to be struggling then.
Now, Mrs. Blind Biker, I think you refer to her on the website, was your girlfriend at the time. She was involved in the photograph stuff with you from the start. She's now your wife. Does she look through the photographs afterwards and say which she should use?
Now and again, she's a little bit motorbike blind. She looks at one and she'll say, well, I've seen this one before. Well, no, you haven't. This is from yesterday. But she is very involved, yeah. I owe her big time.
And you also say on your website you've got young twins and you're keen to get them involved as well. So it's not just your wife.
No, obviously TT 2020 has been cancelled now because of the virus that's sweeping the country and the world. But 2021 will be going. Believe it or not, we've been married 5 years and she told me at Christmas that she's got a relative that lives on the Isle of Man who doesn't like bike racing and doesn't rent the house out. And we can have it whenever we want. Yeah, so 2021 we'll be going. The boys will be having the first taste of proper road racing.
2019 was a big year for you, Chris, because you were successfully awarded a licenship of the Disabled Photographer Society.
I was, yeah. Second time of asking, but I was first failure. Apparently, I was very, very, very close, and I got some really, very good feedback. They wanted the essence of bike racing, which at first I didn't know what that meant. For me, I was aiming for exactly what they didn't want. I wanted the shot that the rider wanted. And so I had to go away and sort of a little bit of recalibration of the mind, if you pardon the expression, looking for something a little bit different, which is harder than it sounds when you can't see. For instance, a couple of pictures where a rider's interacting with a marshal. Now, anyone can see that apart from me. But apparently the essence, I captured it in the second submission that I made and the judges weren't actually told I was registered blind. And I think a few jaws hit the ground when they were told. So that was pleasing because I was judged completely on my photography skill, not on my disability, which is what I've always asked for. You know, it's the only thing I've ever asked for, really. That one was awarded last year, and this year I've just sent off my submission for a associateship. But yeah, it was a big confidence booster to be awarded that.
Now, you mentioned obviously everything's up in the air at the minute. How are you and the family coping with self-isolation?
Well, we're all still here at the moment. It is difficult. I'm in the high risk group, obviously, because of the diabetes. It puts me in the high risk group. Kerry's got asthma, which kind of puts her in the high risk group as well. And then the children, although they're nearly two, they were 10 weeks premature. So they're a little bit delicate still as well. We're the same as hundreds and thousands of other people around the country. We're just trying to be careful. We're following the guidelines as and when they're updated and how they are at the moment. We go for a walk as a family once a day and minimal contact with everyone else, which is difficult, but it's just one of those things.
Chris, if anyone is listening to this that is interested, possibly even have a camera lying around the house, we're all trying to find things to do at the moment, what advice would you give to someone that has a sight problem that might be interested in photography?
Just go for it. I'm sure it's not for everyone. You may be judged it's a little bit gimmicky. You know, I would encourage anyone just to pick it up and have a go.
Chris, just finally, how can people keep up with what you're doing?
Two ways, really. In fact, three. They can always stop me and ask me around the circuit. I'm usually pretty easy to spot. I'm the one in the funky glasses, usually. Or they can keep up to date on the Facebook page, which is Chris Swinton 2WS for two wheels, blind photography. That's quite a popular page at the moment and continuing to grow. Or my website, which is www.cs2ws, again for two wheels, blindphoto.co.uk. And that has all far more details about both myself, the charities, what I'm up to, where I've been, all the galleries of the stuff that I've taken. And the Facebook page is updated a bit more regularly because it's a bit easier with the boys to be able to do that.
Chris Swinton, the UK and world's only blind bike sport photographer. Thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. Thank you.